Hey, welcome. Day one of the Comeback Weight Loss Intensive. All right, you guys are here. You know what you signed up for. Maybe you don't, but it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of work, unlike what you've done before. Again, I am not here to give you a calories in, calories out type of training about weight loss. Y'all can get that anywhere else. And this is going to be different, probably, than anything you've done, unless you're inside of one of our Fit Moms communities already. So, few housekeeping as we get started. Make sure that you have your workbook printed out and that you can take notes as you go. You'll see for day one, let me pull it up here. So there are a few pages for day one. So it's pages two, three, four, or three, four, five, all the way to 10. Okay. So there's a little bit more on day one. So you're going to need a little bit of time to process this. You should not just listen and absorb and not do anything with the material. Okay. So be committed. If you're watching this video, right now, I want you to just write it out. I'm committed. Like we're doing this thing together. And I would also love to know, some of you have told us where you're from, just so we can get to know you a little bit more about where you're from and what life is like. Tell us, because we have people from all over the world inside of Kingdom Fit Mom. So tell us inside, the chat. One fun thing about where you live. For me, one th fun thing about where I live. So I live in the country on about 40 acres of land. And one fun thing. Okay, so this year we had to burn off our grass so that we could start anew. We have to do something with like the CRP contract. Anyway, so I love seeing. Everything right now is really green. If I turned my screen around, you would see like this beautiful green field. And I just love so many analogies come to mind of like burning away the old and letting the new grow in. And so that's, I'm just loving spring. Again, if you're not in part of the world where you have like a major change of scenery, I'll start posting some pictures. Maybe you can bask in the glory of what's going on here. But it's really cool how God just designs the seasons. Okay. Anyway, tell us about you and where you're from and something cool about where you live. Another reminder, make sure today I will let you know. I'll be more thorough about what exactly to do, but for your homework, make sure that you get that in by 9 p.m. Central Time. I will be going live this evening and giving away a journal and my favorite pens because I think that part of the weight loss process needs to be processing with the Lord and growing deeper and abiding in our relationship with Him so that we. Well, you'll find out more as we go. But anyway, it's my gift to you. One person will be winning that today. And today we're going to be talking, first of all, a little bit about rocks. And I just think it's funny. Tell me in the comments if this happens to you a lot, because this happens to me frequently where I feel like God put something in my heart and then He continues to speak in themes. And I'll explain more in a minute, but we're going to talk about rocks here in a minute. And there are now rocks. Ever since I've been pondering this and thinking about, okay, what do I want to speak in this comeback weight loss intensive? There have been rocks. My kids have filled our trampoline with rocks and they pretend like they're bombs. And if you ever play that, it's actually sort of painful if you step on a rock, but they don't seem to mind. And yeah, there are rocks all over my house, and now I'm seeing them and noticing them more. So anyway, now maybe you'll see different ways that God is going to speak rocks to you. So today we will be learning. Day one is all about the rocks, the priorities in our life, and how to get those straightened out. And then we are talking about why God cares about weight and what the enemy has stolen. So again, get your workbook out. You can take notes as you go, and I will direct you a little bit about what exactly to do there. Then we're going to wrap up, and then homework will be in by 9 p.m. Central Time today if you want a chance to win the door prize. Okay. Let's get started. So I just want to say this scripture as a prayer to kind of get us in the right mindset. Okay. So you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and you know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Excuse me. If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. So comment below if you know, we know where that's from in scripture. And we just pray, Lord, remind us today how you know us intricately, how we are so precious and valuable to you, and help us to rethink, to think differently, to align with the way that you think, because your thoughts are so good and we cannot flee from your presence. And we are so, so grateful for that. So, amen. Okay, let's get started. So, many of you have heard this analogy before, and I don't have the perfect setup. I had my kids go search for some rocks for me today to kind of go over this analogy, and you may have heard it, but it's going to be a great reminder if you have already heard it. So, this jar here, this is your life. Okay. And there's only so much room inside of this jar, right? You can only fit so many things inside of your jar. So you will see on your worksheet how it talks about having big, medium, and small rocks. And these represent the things in your life, the things that are important to the things that are, it's not that they're not important, but yeah, they're just not as important. So our big rocks are our priorities. Our medium rocks are things that are important to you, but maybe they don't make the top 5 or 10 list, okay? And they're the things that are not as necessary every day, but maybe they're fun, maybe they feed your spirit. Maybe it's like crocheting. I kind of want to know how to do this. Seems like a really relaxing hobby. Or maybe certain relationships are like a medium rock or a small rock. Maybe cleaning out your closet, that's like a medium rock or whatever. Okay, they matter, but they aren't something that you need to think about every single day. And then the little rocks are the matters that come and go, okay? The things that we sometimes think about, maybe you're in a certain season where something that used to be big, it becomes a small rock. Like for me, for example, my landscaping is a very small rock. I have three little kids, and I certainly do not have the capacity to care if there are weeds growing in my landscape. Now, mom, if you're watching this, like her landscaping is a big rock to her. Like I used to kind of care when I had time, but now it just doesn't matter, right? If I made that a big rock, it would not make sense because I'm keeping three little humans alive and well. Okay. So if we take all of our small rocks in our jar, okay, and we fill them up, we are not going to be able to fit our big ones in. So I have some rocks here. Let's actually see. This is going to be fun. What my kids collected. They kind of look like they're all the same size, but you'll kind of get the idea, right? Like if this was all filled up with little rocks, and then I took these big rocks and then I tried to fit them in, they would be here at the top and o overflowing, and I would not have enough room, okay? Even medium rocks, like if I filled them up, if I had medium rocks here and then I put the big rocks, like I'm not going to have enough space for those big rocks. They're going to be left out. So why am I telling you this? We have to put the big rocks first into our life, okay? And we have to make them a priority first, and then we can add in the medium and sometimes the small rocks in that order to get everything fit and balanced. Okay. If you do not have a rock of healthy living, that is a big rock. If that does not go into your jar as one of the very first things as a priority, you will never accomplish your weight loss goals and live in freedom and stop thinking about weight. Okay, I'm going to say that again. If you do not have a big rock of healthy living, you're never going to accomplish your weight loss goals and live in freedom. You might for a season, Okay. But if you want the freedom of not thinking about your weight all the time, then you have to learn to make your health a big rock if you want to stop thinking about it. So I'm coming at you a little strong this morning because that's the coach in me. Like, I'm getting real with you. We're not playing around, okay? Now, if you're listening to this and you don't want to do that, that's totally fine, but you probably should not complete this weight loss intensive because this is the vibe you're going to receive, right? We are straight shooting and we are changing the way that we think about health and our priorities. So I want you to take out your worksheet and I want you to start thinking about right now, if you are being honest with yourself, okay, don't fill in what you kind of want these circles to be, but you have to be honest with yourself. And you can tell what your big rocks are by how you spend your time and how you spend your money, how you spend your energy, okay? So what are your big rocks? Now, if you have kids, then that is a big rock, but I want you to think even maybe a little bit more specifically, like, is it a big rock with my kid for them to have discipleship and know Jesus? Or am I only focused on their activities and their extracurriculars, right? So I want you to, this may take some time, okay, when you think about this. So with your kids, like, how are you prioritizing how you spend your time and energy and money on your kids, okay? Is it a big rock for you to be in the Word? Is that maybe medium? Maybe that's got down to a small rock. Okay. Travel. Is that something that's important to you? And if so, like, how does that fit in? Okay. Maybe gardening is important to you. Hopefully your marriage is a big rock. This is why many marriages fail, right? It stops becoming a big rock. It becomes a small rock, and then it kind of works in, and you have all these other things taking up space first. Excuse me. Maybe visiting your grandma is a big rock right now. Maybe she's old and you need to make that a big rock. Okay. So you can pause this if you need to and fill out that worksheet, or you can go back to it. But if you don't make your health a big rock, nothing else will change. Nothing will change as far as your weight loss journey goes. So from this point on, this is no longer a small part of your life. If you're serious and you're here and you want to make a lot of you mentioned in your why, like, I want to change the legacy for my kids and my family. I want to show my kids a good example. It's got to change the way that we prioritize this. So you may, for a season, hear me out. For a season, you may need to make your health in your weight loss journey one of the top one or two, maybe three biggest rocks. Okay. Like, your family should be up there, right? Prioritizing their needs. But you may need to strip away some of those other big rocks that are taking up space in here so that your health is one of the first things in your jar. Think about when you went to college. If you went to college, right, your focus was school for that season, hopefully. Or maybe if you played a sport, I mean, you were all in on that thing if you were serious about it, right? If you really wanted to master something, you have to make sacrifices and say no to things. I remember I played softball, and in the summer, I always had this part of me, we were away at tournaments, which I thought was fun, but I would miss out on, fun things with my friends, or, a weekend boating trip or whatever that is, because I was committed to mastering my sport and I loved it. Okay. Hopefully, by the time you're done with this, you're going to say, I love my body and I want to treat it really well. Maybe if you learn an instrument, like, you had to take a season where you immerse yourself to learn that. Okay. You have to practice. You have to be involved. Okay. And then maybe it does get easier, right? So with an instrument, maybe you really learn it and now you can just sit down and play the piano. You can just use what you learn. Right now for me, homeschool is a big rock. I have spent hours researching and listening to podcasts and learning about different school styles and or learning styles, and it's already getting easier, but I am fully immersed in this pursuit of growing in my ability to be a homeschool mom that helps my kids love to learn. And I know there are hundreds or thousands of other moms or dads who have figured this thing out. So I have invested in help so that I can get that desired outcome that I want, so that it happens faster, quicker, and so that it happens with far less pain than if I was trying to do this all on my own. Okay. I see other homeschool moms who are further along. Maybe some of you in the group, you can give me some encouragement, but where, I'm sure it's not easy, but it just becomes a more of a part of their day to day, which gives me hope. Sorry, I'm coughing. I'm getting over cold. So bear with me there. Okay. So for now, for me, I'm gonna dive in and figure out the school thing in this season. So if you've struggled with weight for a while and then you see this as a half-hearted commitment to get this figured out, it's not going to work out. Okay. I'm gonna be very blunt with you because I've worked with hundreds, maybe thousands of women now with weight loss. And if you do not go all in and immerse yourself and rewire those neural pathways and say, this is my priority, this is my big rock in this season, and I'm going to make sacrifices, I'm gonna have to say no to people, I'm gonna have to make boundaries, it will not change. It will always be the last in the jar and it will not work out. And I'm gonna say this with love because I think you can probably agree with me if this is something that you've struggled with for a while. Maybe it's been a medium rock, maybe it's not, straight up smallest rock, okay? Write in the chat if you're like, yes, I agree. I hear you. So for me, my health is constantly a priority. And my husband feels the same way too. This is an every single day pursuit, no matter the season. It is always a priority. Okay. Sometimes to a different degree. Like I'm not always training for something. I'm not always eating perfectly, hardly ever eating perfectly. It's not perfection, but it's consistency. I mean, we still eat pizza on occasion. We still get our favorite ice cream in the summer. It's not about eliminating everything you love, but it's about this bigger picture of knowing that I'm worth it and my life is better when health is a big rock. My confidence is better. My energy is better. I feel and look better. I have a mindset of I want to be healthy for my grandkids someday. I want to get on the floor. I want to run around with my kids. I want to do whatever God has me to do in that moment. Okay. So, for the rest of your life, for the rest of your life, health and taking care of your body has to be a top five commitment. It has to be a big rock, and there are no exceptions, okay? Because if you do not have it, if you don't have your health, then literally nothing else can be done in fullness. Health is one of our greatest gifts. And if we choose to neglect the gift, we will reap the consequence. I say that again. If we choose, because it's a choice, if we choose to neglect the gift, we will reap the consequence. Okay. If we put the rocks of kids' activities or vacations in the jar first, and then we get a diagnosis that could have been prevented through our lifestyle, this whole jar, it's going to be poured out and upheaved, and it will be forced to be rearranged suddenly. Okay. I can say this with certainty. I've been a PA in family medicine for several years. I've been working in medicine for over a decade. And I have seen the consequence, unfortunately, far too often. Oftentimes, it's out of ignorance or just not knowing what to do. But people have gone down this path of several meds and not moving well and getting sick easier and all of these things that could be prevented. Okay. God gives us tools. We're going to talk about those tools, but it's just the reality. Okay. So if we don't put that rock in and it's last, if there's the other thing about it, right? If you're making your health one of the last priorities, it often creates a bitterness within us. Because sometimes we want to make that a priority. But let's say you're putting off your health commitment, like you want to join, you want to spend money and invest money in your health, but you start doing, your family decides on a bathroom renovation. Then oftentimes I've had several women tell me like they can't enjoy that renovation. They find themselves in the bathroom crying, looking in the mirror secretly, with disappointment that how have I let myself get here? Have you been in a situation like that? Or maybe you have a family get together, right? You're going on vacation and you're avoiding pictures and you're living with regret that that health rock is always left out of the jar. Like, man, if I would have started 6 months ago. And then there's a slew of thoughts that are going through our mind, like, man, I can't enjoy this. I want to go play, but I'm embarrassed and it's just ruining the moment. So we have to get in a mindset of we need to take a season. We have got to take a season to rework our priorities. Okay. So, get out your workbook with those two pages about the big rocks. And I want you to take some time, and maybe you need to ask your spouse or your best friend or somebody, like, what do you see me making as my big rocks, my medium rocks, and my little rocks right now? And then I want you to go to the next page and I want you to rearrange them. And I want you to ask the Lord, like, what should my priorities be? Maybe some of it is a season where you need to be more intentional with one of your kids or your spouse. Maybe for a season, you need to work on purging your home. Maybe your environment is really affecting you. And so it has to be a priority to get things out of the house. Okay. Okay. So you can pause this and work through that, or you can keep listening and you can go back. All right. So maybe you hear me. Okay. But maybe we need a little bit more convincing that it's worth making our health a priority. So I want to work through the question, does God care about my weight or my weight loss struggle in my health? Okay. So, and I want you to think about this question as well. In what ways has the enemy taken ground? And where am I sleeping or living a life of comfort or deception? Okay. So there are three main areas where the enemy has taken ground, and that I believe there are three main reasons that I believe that God really does care about our weight. Okay. So, number one, you'll see in your workbook, page five. You can pull that up here. Okay. So number one, first reason that I believe God really cares about our weight is because we are a temple. Okay. So 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, "Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself." So what is a temple? So in the Old Testament and in Jewish culture, the temple was a sacred meeting place for the Israelites. Now, Jesus came and he did away with that single location meeting place, right? We became a temple. Jesus bridged that gap between heaven and earth, and he gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell in our bodies. Okay? The Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, lives inside of you. Romans 8:11 says, "Yes, God raised Jesus to life, and since God's spirit of resurrection lives in you, he will also raise your dying body to life by the same spirit that breathes life into you." So I want you to really consider, like, what that power is inside of you. Don't just brush by this verse. Start to really consider what lives inside of you, this holy, or who lives inside of you, rather. Okay. And in the temple, there was this mindset. If you go back and read how they treated this temple with just utmost respect, it was sacred. Nothing impure or defiling should enter the presence of the hallowed home, right? And now we are that holy ground. So, other scriptures just to hit on this point a little bit more, okay? So, First Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. And then there are so many scriptures, and even seeing how Jesus treated the body and restored the body. And we'll talk more about that too. But there's so many scriptures just about how the body is connected with our emotions. How our body stores our emotions, how the spirit, soul, body is all connected. Like Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And then I love the Proverbs 31 woman. It says she sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. So our body is a temple. We are called to love what God has given us, including, what we look like. There is no specific template. There's no societal standard, and we have to marry. There's an interesting thing about what the enemy has done, like with this self-love movement. Okay. So, my perception oftentimes, and you can tell me yours as well, but of the self-love movement is that it's almost saying that, Our bodies are beautiful, yes, and we ignore the fact, however, that you may be treating your body like garbage in the process, right? I think we have to marry this self-love movement with the reality that God also tasks us to steward our body really well. And it's actually more loving to honor and carefully tend to the details of how you treat your body, your temple, than to just accept the extra weight due to poor food choices or whatever. Okay? So we are a temple, number one. Number two, let me make sure I have this aligned with your workbook here. So my health and wellness, okay? There is the reality of disease and the obesity epidemic. And I am very passionate about this topic because, again, I'm a PA. I've been treating diseases for over a decade. I have a lifestyle medicine certification, which is basically helping to not only prevent but reverse disease by what we put into our body, how we move, plant-based eating, etc. So, did you know? Let's see. These statistics are kind of old, 2000. So, yeah, this is old, but it's probably worse now. Physical activity and poor eating habits are the number two cause of death behind smoking. It's probably number one at this point. 42% of adults in the United States right now are obese. And again, I think it's probably worse than that. I have a statistic about about kids. I think it was over 20 some percent of kids are obese. Again, it might be worse than that. But God does not want us to have life filled with disease, right? He wants us to have life abundant. So I see all the time this downstream effect of obesity leading to disease. And there's no condemnation if you are already here, but scripture tells us that people perished for their lack of knowledge. So I want to equip us to change, okay? We, God's people, are being sent back into the world to help. Well, oftentimes the answer is sitting right in front of us, sitting in His Word, right? God wants us to have this better life now, to prosper and to have abundance. Okay. So if you think about Jesus in the Bible, he had a healing ministry. He was very interested in helping people heal from their disease. And if you think about, so Matthew 6, 9 through 10, it says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Okay. So there's no disease in heaven, right? And we are called to bring heaven to earth. And we are less effective in bringing the kingdom to earth most of the time if we are consumed by disease. We struggle unnecessarily. Now, I know there are exceptions. I'm not saying in every case, but over 90 some plus percent of the diseases that most people have in Western culture are lifestyle preventable. Okay. We have a lot more control than we realize to break the chains of disease, even among families. But if we're not caring for our body and our mind, which we'll talk about also, then we're setting ourselves up for problems down the line. Okay. We will reap what we sow. I love the scripture, 3 John 2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. So, if you think about this, if we have control of not getting many diseases because they are primarily lifestyle preventable, then isn't that a responsibility of ours to take control of this? Okay. Now, I'm curious in your family, if you want to comment in the chat, are there, a lot of you have mentioned diabetes runs in your family, sometimes cancers, heart issues, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Sometimes depression, anxiety, a lot of that can be linked to our lifestyle. So I just want you to consider, like, what chains are you breaking? What chains do you want to break in your family when it comes to disease? Maybe your kids are struggling and you want to be an example for them. Okay. So the third reason that I think, so we have so far two reasons God cares about your weight because your body is a temple. Number two, my health and wellness and basically disease prevention. Okay. And then number three, my thoughts. Okay. So tell me how many of you can relate to this. Okay. I see this often. So women tell me that they wake up in the morning thinking about being uncomfortable in their skin. Again, they're not playing because they're self-conscious. Thoughts are consumed around calories and what to eat. Feeling overwhelmed by the process of food and weight loss. maybe even to the point of giving up. And maybe some women will be like, I just don't even want to eat because I don't know what to eat. It's too confusing. My point is, tell right below if you agree, yes, many thoughts are wasted. There are a lot of wasted thoughts, lots of wasted space in our minds when we are consumed by diets and our bodies and weight loss. There are so many thoughts wasted. Okay. And I want you to consider, what could I do? Rather, what could God do with all of that space if I was not thinking about weight all the time or worrying about my health? And if I could just live with this as part of my identity. So I want to go over a few scriptures to talk about this. So Philippians 4:8 is one of my favorites. So finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So I just can't help but believe that God does not, He does not want us to live the rest of our life thinking about how we are struggling with weight and thinking about, man, maybe I'll just try keto. Maybe I should go back on Weight Watchers. Maybe I should try Optavia or whatever new fad diet. I'm like, no, He did not design us to live on diet to diet to diet. Now, if you have never heard of blue zones, I want you to go look up blue zones, areas of the world where people live to be, they're centurions, they live to be 100, a lot of the population does, and they're healthy. And so they went and studied, some scientists studied, like, what are they doing in these, in these cultures? And they're living a healthy lifestyle, and it's just what is normal to them. And so it's really fascinating to learn about what they're eating. Actually, a lot of them eat many carbs. Carbs are kind of evil in our culture, right? And so it's just fascinating. Like, they are not on diets. They just eat the food from the land. They eat what's in season, and they're so healthy. Okay. So we overcomplicate this and we waste so many thoughts. Colossians 3, 2 through 5 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And I heard a speaker, I think it was sometime last year, and this is probably not the first time he said this, but he just talked about how gluttony is America's favorite sin. How, and if you're not from here, maybe it's the same where you're from, but it's a very tolerated idol that we create in food. And so we have to shift, thinking about things above, like, God, how can I align my body to be within your will? How can I align everything that I have control over so that I can live out your purpose for me in freedom? And so I'm not focused on earthly things like Weight Watchers or whatever, right? And again, I don't want to totally diss on all these because I think they can be tools for a season, but I'll talk about more about that tomorrow. Okay. And then Romans 1:28, furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. And so this verse to me just speaks of, there was a group of people that they didn't find it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, to consume themselves with the truth. Okay. And so that's what we're doing here on this 3-day comeback intensive, is we're going to fill our minds with truth so that we make this rock a priority again, and that you get excited to do that and you have an action plan and this is no longer an issue. Okay. Okay. There will always be struggle, okay? But it can get so much easier and you can live in freedom, okay? Okay. So I want you to get out your workbook. Let's see. And I just want, there's one more piece of this before we dive into the workbook. So would you just declare this with me? Would you just comment amen or comment what speaks to you? But I'm just declaring over us that we are no longer giving the enemy this territory in our lives. We are breaking these strongholds. We are a movement of women who are declaring freedom so that we can walk out the call on our lives, whatever that is in our little corner of the world. Okay. So just imagine if everybody just listening to this comeback intensive, if just us women, okay, maybe your husband's listening, but if we were walking in the fullness of who we were created to be without this dang burden of struggling with weight, we would have so much more brain space, so much more space in our mind to think, to receive from the Holy Spirit. Our kids wouldn't struggle because they would be as much, right? You hear what I'm saying? Like, we would be setting that precedent for them. Our bodies would not have this unnecessary disease. We would have confidence to live out God's call in our lives. We have more energy. We are inspiring others. It's this beautiful, beautiful ripple effect. So just comment yes and amen. That is what I'm here for. I am ready to break this chain if you are listening to this and you're in, okay? So we are women who are committed. This is not your average weight loss challenge. So we are here for true change, okay? So I want you to open your workbook. And first of all, you don't have to do this next part, but I want to encourage you to because it's really powerful. And this probably of anything in the workbook so far, this is going to take you the most time sitting with the Spirit. So hopefully you have some time today to do that and you can go back. So first of all, let me pull this up here. So I have written a prayer of repentance, and this is just an example. You can use this or you can kind of create your own. But if we're trying to lose weight and walk in freedom, we have to recognize that we've missed the mark. I missed the mark. You've missed the mark. We all have, okay? And so I have a prompt, and you can also create your own, but I think ultimately this is between you and the Holy Spirit. But repentance, remember, this is changing your mind to align with God's perfect ways. Help our thoughts align with your thoughts, God. And this is not to produce any type of shame. We're not trying to shame you into eating well. Okay. This is truly, hopefully, you can get to the point, and hopefully you're here saying, like, I want to do better because I recognize the benefits. I recognize that I'm not making it a big rock, and I see, at least initially, these three major ways that the enemy is taking ground in my life. Excuse me. So again, we're not feeling like, oh, I deserve this. I'm a failure. I'm letting God down. That's not the point. But the point is to say, okay, you truly are the Lord of my life in every single area. And this includes health. This includes my thoughts, the cells of my body, how I treat my temple. Okay. So I'll read the one that I wrote. It just says, Lord, I recognize that health has been an area of my life I have not fully surrendered to you. I have not made the treatment of my body a priority, and for that, I am sorry. Like, I recognize the enemy has influenced me in the following areas: my emotional eating, using food for comfort. I recognize that I have not been diligent about planning and disciplined and making this a priority, whatever that is. I recognize I've tried to do this on my own and haven't invited you in to help me heal. I want to think your thoughts when it comes to the way I treat my body. Help me to change these thoughts which I recognize are not true. And so maybe some of those thoughts that you list out are, I'm not worth the fight, or my health doesn't matter. Only the spiritual part of my life matters. I need to focus on my kids and not myself. Whatever those thoughts are that you recognize, maybe initially that aren't true. You desire me to live free from disease and to change the pattern in my family. Help me to believe this deep in my spirit. You desire for me to live with a mind clear from obsessing over my weight. Forgive me for the years of wasted thoughts and for missing out on all that you have for me. You desire for me to treat my body, excuse me, as a holy temple. Help me to believe deep in my being that this is worth the fight. Forgive me for wasted time, for wasted thoughts, for wasted years. Thank you for being a good father. Amen. And so I want you to take some time. You can pause this and write out your own prayer of repentance. It can be short, it can be long, it can be whatever he brings to your mind. There's no right or wrong, but I just wanted to give you an example. I think the best prayer of repentance can be very simple. Lord, help. Okay. Lord, help me. So next, this is my favorite part of this. Okay. We're going to Next, help you to create a prayer of renewed commitment. So I listed mine here. Have you guys heard that song? It's called Spirit Move by, I think, Bethel, maybe, but it's like, I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. Anyway, I was just like asking the spirit, like, hey, what would I write in this moment? So I feel it in my bones, you're about to move. I believe that a comeback is possible, even for me. Do you feel a shift here, right? I am excited to recommit my body to you, God. I am committed to the process of treating my body as a holy temple, even when the scale doesn't move the way I want it to. I am committed to realigning my thoughts with your thoughts daily, even when everything inside of me wants to give up. I'm committed to remembering and honoring my body so that I can do everything you have for me on this side of heaven. I am committed to breaking the generational chains of obesity in my family, and I want to be the chain breaker in my family line. Use me, Lord. I give it all to you. And so maybe you can use scripture, you can use song lyrics, you can use whatever comes to mind, and just pour it all out and share with him what is in your heart and your recommitment. If you want to share yours, you are more than welcome to do that in the group. We would love to see your prayer of repentance or recommitment, whatever you feel comfortable sharing. I want this to be a group that is vulnerable and open, but you don't have to, okay? But I do want you on for your so you'll do hashtag day one in the Facebook group to include at least one or two things that are on your heart and where God is calling you to change. You can share where you've been complacent, where you haven't honored your vessel, and even cry out and declare, what you've missed out on in life. This is a safe space to be real and raw and to say, okay, this is my reality, but it's not who I am anymore. Okay, this is the shifting point. This is the week of my life, April 24th, April 22nd through 24th, 2024, that everything is changing. Can I get an amen to that? Like, I am not going back. There is no plan B. I am on my way to a comeback. But if we couldn't proceed to the next few days of going through that renewal process until we took time today to be real and vulnerable and authentic and share the reality of our hearts and where we're starting and how we desire to change. Okay. So day one, you should see in your workbook everything that you need. Also make sure that you comment as you're listening. What were your takeaways? Have you heard it put this way before? Do you have a renewed perspective? I would love to know what's on your heart. Make sure you come back tomorrow because we are going to continue this journey together. Today we went through how to repent and recommit. Tomorrow we're talking about restoration, the good news, how we get to step in and co-create this healthy lifestyle with the Lord, what that looks like inside and out. And then Wednesday we're going to release the old, the diets, the expectations, the excuses, and all the things that are keeping us stuck. We're going to call those out and understand how to work our way out more practically. Okay. So, what you're going to do is go into your workbook, fill that out, comment on the video below what your takeaways were. Make sure you get that in before 9 p.m. Central Time. We'll be going live and giving away our first door prize. And I hope you have a wonderful day one of the comeback.